B-Pod Studios.
WBQT HD1 Boston.
Hot 96 now.
Now. Here's Pebbles with what's hot and trending.
It's the end of an era in Brockton. Police looking for help finding the man who performed a lewd act on the Red Line, and changes coming to Twitter. Melissa has the juice coming up.
Find out which rapper just suffered a sex injury so bad he's taken a break from sex for 6 months. Mm.
Leroy has your sports.
Yeah, not too long ago, Brooklyn Nets fans were chanting this.
We want Boston!
Now what, sucker?
But first, looks like it is the end of an era. The Brockton Fair is no more. The fair has been around for almost 150 years, but has been closed for the last 2 years because of the pandemic, and then they just announced that it's going to be closed again this year. Chris Carney, whose family owns the 45-acre fairgrounds.
I love that that's his name. Love it.
Well, Chris says Carney. That the Carney family, is weighing its options and talking to city leaders about possibilities. So we will see what happens. Police looking for the public's help to identify the man who took off his clothes and committed a lewd act all in front of passengers on a Red Line train last week. The person got on the train at Ashmont Station. Anyone who recognizes the man is asked to contact transit police detectives, or you can text anonymous tips to 873-873. And Elon Musk has reached an agreement with Twitter to purchase the social media site for $44 billion. Yes, you heard me right, $44 billion. The purchase is expected to be completed by the end of the year. No idea what's going to happen. I guess we'll wait and see.
He's going to add an edit button.
Oh, God.
You're so stupid.
I'm serious. That's what he said he's going to do.
Here's Melissa with the juice.
All right. Well, a few nuggets came out of the Megan Thee Stallion interview yesterday. First off, we had heard that Tory Lanez offered Megan $1 million to keep quiet about the incident, and Megan confirmed it.
Tory Lanez saying,
he's
after
apologizing. He's, I'm so sorry. Please don't tell nobody. I'll give y'all $1 million if y'all don't say nothing. And I'm like, what are you talking about? Like, what are you offering me money right now? Help me. Like, and if you're sorry, just help me. Like,
we also found out that Megan's friend, who was also there, sent text messages to her security team telling them, help, Tory shot Meg. And as for the reason that Megan lied to police, telling them she stepped on glass instead of getting shot.
For some reason, I was just trying to protect all of us because I didn't want them to kill us. Like, even though this person just did this to me, my first reaction still was to try to save us. Like, I didn't want to see anybody die. So I just said, I stepped on glass.
I can't believe this whole thing hasn't been settled yet. Like, they're not even going to trial until later this year. So Will Smith is on what some are calling a spiritual tour of India. But there's only one problem. He still has not apologized to the one person he hurt, of course, being Chris Rock. Now, he's supposedly doing a lot of yoga and meditation on this trip. And according to him, it's to, quote, do the work to ensure I never again will allow violence to overtake reason. But insiders are wondering why the hell he can't even personally apologize, adding that, quote, no amount of namastes will make up for that.
Yeah. I mean, if you want to ensure that the violence won't take over reason again, you're going to have to get a divorce from Jada. Oh, wait,
we don't talk about
Jada. Because that's the obvious answer.
We don't talk about
Jada.
Oh my God. And remember Bobby Shmurda?
Bobby Shmurda.
You may have seen that he was trending over the past couple days after going on Twitter announcing that he was taking a 6 month break from sex. Apparently, he was messing around with a girl with a tongue ring and alluded to the fact that it injured his penis. He tweeted he had the worst day ever, not having sex for 6 months, and then tweeted he's no longer talking to girls with tongue rings. Then someone reacted saying, oh no, someone cut your piece, and he responded. Ah! So, yeah, this is the perfect music for that. And by the way, we're asking for you to tell us about your craziest sex injury on our Facebook page. Let me tell you. I'm already reading some of these, and there are some doozies, and we'll talk about that later on after 8 o'clock. Here's Leroy with sports.
Oh, yeah. Every day I am so Boston. Today, I'm super Boston. That's my superhero name. All you gotta do, Boston. Yeah, you pour out some Sam Adams and I'll show up.
Oh my God. Show up with Dunkin' Donuts coffee.
Right. But my super size shining from the top of Simcoe's and I'll show up. Anyway, Celtics Nets game 4 was tight. Jason Tatum was balling, but he fouled out on the trash call. Things got a little scary, got a little tight, but the Celtics showed poise, guts, and no mercy. So they beat the Nets 116 to 112, but they completed the 4-game sweep of Brooklyn. That's what I'm talking about. Now, I know it's only the first round, but after everything that we went through, we had the whole Kyrie stuff, KD, we made him look average, and Ben Simmons not showing up. We have the absolute right to celebrate for a little while, all right? Next up for the C's will either be the Bulls or the Bucks. The 10th episode of Tom Brady, Man in the Arena, dropped last night. I haven't watched it myself, but apparently it covers why Brady left the Pats, his decision to play with the Bucks, and more. Melissa, you saw it. It's pretty good.
It's very good. It's a good ending. It got a little emotional. Uh-huh. His dad and Gronk were the two narrators. He did talk about why he wanted to leave. He talked about why he picked Tampa, which I thought was interesting. Oh, wow. He had like a little formula. And then he talked about how he talked Gronk out of retirement. So it's really good. Wow. Definitely
okay,
check it out.
Today. Check it out. And the Red Sox lost their third in a row, this time to the Blue Jays 6-2.
Oh, no!
I know. Romero, if you could, turn it up a little bit more. 3 first round NBA playoff games are on the schedule tonight. The Bruins and Panthers face off at 7. Shout outs to NOG. What's up, Mo D? And that's your sports.
All right. It's good news. Ben Miller, 9 years old in Boise, Idaho, recently spent the weekend running a lemonade stand. He had a big weekend, raised a little over $1,000. The good news continues with what he did with the money. He'd been visiting the Idaho Humane Society with his grandmother and noticed that some of the cats didn't have toys. Aww. So he used his lemonade stand money to buy some. This was actually the third time that he's done it. He's donated almost $2,000 to the Humane Society over the past 3 years. Good for him. That's your good news.
Let's go!
Wake up, Boston.
It's Romero, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew.
Turn it up!
In the morning. On Hot 96.9.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' on You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.